News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. A bill removing the disciplinary option of corporal punishment on developmentally disabled schoolchildren advances out of the Senate and now to the House. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson reports.
State Senator Paul Rossino got choked up about the topic as he has an autistic grandson and hitting him does not work.
One, intellectually, he doesn't understand what the hitting's supposed to be doing. Two, it only enables him to hit somebody else because he feels that that's the proper way to treat other people.
The bill passes on a 31-11 vote.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gintner Drummond files an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court trying to halt the execution of Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop. In the brief, Drummond says there is evidence that the other man charged with the crime, Justin Sneed, lied to the court and the case should be sent back to district court. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network is Oklahoma-owned and operated. For nearly 50 years now, we have been covering news that impacts you on one of our great affiliates in all corners of the state. Whether you're in Woodward, Weatherford, Perry, Collinsville, Bartlesville, or Ardmore, we've got you covered. News by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.